Week to week, we confess our sins. Sometimes we do so in a general manner, basically saying that we're sinners, we're wretched, vile, laments, lower than the worms, but that's an insult to the worms. But it's often good to confess specific sins and how those are manifested in our life. We're going to do that today, thinking about the sin of impatience. Patience is a fruit of the spirits, and it is we're called frequently to demonstrate patience and waiting for the Lord, and such love is said to be manifested in patience. So today we're going to confess where the Lord shows us that we have not been patient, and we're going to bring that before Him. So let's pray together. Lord our God, we come to you this morning confessing the sin of impatience. We want to confess to you, Lord, that it is sin. Even though our hearts would like to brush it aside and justify the pettiness of it, in our eyes at least, we acknowledge before you that it is anything but petty. It's a great evil in your sight, and it rouses the fury of your indignation. And it's certainly not petty because of the frequency of it in our lives. We display this vice so very often. We experience it at the stoplight, and the irritability that we feel having to agonize through those seconds. We experience it in the checkout line. We evidence it in the way we snap at our children and grow irritable with them. We're guilty of it when we do not give our neighbor the attention that they're due. We see them more as an annoyance, getting in our way, rather than a friend or a ministry opportunity. Our impatience is why we do not do a thorough job in our vocations as you call us to. It's why children hastily race through their lessons to get them done so that they can be on to better things. It is why we're not gentle in dealing with the sins of others and the failures that are small, but we grieve them and get very angry over them and wish to cast them away. It is why we get disgusted when things don't go our way. Father, we confess to you that our impatience is found in every heavy sigh, every eye roll, every swear word that may slip from our lips. Most of all, O God, we know that it is a heinous thing, not just because the frequency, but because of the nature of it. It is a direct attack upon you. Ultimately, our impatience is the way we voice our disgust at your wisdom and your providence. At best, our lack of patience demonstrates our failure to trust a sovereign God who does all things well. At worst, it reveals how much we desire to be sovereign ourselves and unseat you from the throne. For when we are impatient, we are essentially saying that we want you to submit to us and give us our timetable, when rather it should be our submitting ourselves quietly to you and recognizing your timetable. In the end, Father, we know that the only thing that impatience does quickly is kill. It kills our joy. It kills our relationships. It kills our very own person as it eats away at our soul and devours our strength. Father, we thank you that you're not like us. You are one who is full of patience. Indeed, you are long-suffering, overlooking a bounty of our sins, waiting for us to come to a state of repentance. Father, you have not grown angry with us or quickly thrown us into the fires in which we deserve. Rather, you have offered us grace upon grace and again overlooked a multitude of our sin. And for this we are eternally grateful. And it is because this grace has been offered to us that we turn to you today with the hope of pardon and the full confidence that you will send forth your Spirit into our hearts to cleanse us from this evil. Dear God, we put our trust in Christ, whose cross certifies the death of our impetuous nature and offers us the promise of life forevermore. We look to you and ask that you might create within us that quietness of heart that you require. Help us to be like Jesus Christ. And may we be conformed to his image as your Spirit produces within us that precious fruit. And Father, we ask all these things and lift them to you with the full confidence of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. In the book of Joel, talks about the patience of the Lord, and he says, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster." Thanks be to God for his patience and grace. Amen.